Now, the more fun part of today, I'm going to introduce to all of you two women who need no introduction. This is Carly, who is our Director of Communications at Hope, and Allie, who is our social media leader at Hope. And I got to say, since it's social media today, Allie, since you've come on board, and I know that there are people who do social media at different campuses too, and it's just exceptionally good, praise God for the upgrade in our social media here over the years.
We have fancy okay. ones. Yep. I've never had one of these before. Let me scooch around here. Okay. You have the clicker.
Yep.
Well, we are very excited to be able to talk to you guys about social media today. We're going to have a little bit of fun, hopefully. And our goals today are to talk about the role of social media in today's culture, talk about how Hope uses social media, and talk about the role you can play as staff with social media and the different platforms that you are on. Because as staff, we do have a unique ability and we have unique access to things that can invite people in fun and exciting ways. So first, on your table, you probably saw there's a little trivia sheet. Go ahead and pull that out. We're gonna take just like 5 minutes, probably not even that long. Go through and make your best guesses on those answers, and then we're going to walk through those together. All right, so who feels pretty confident in their answers?
Nobody.
Oh, okay, right. We have a couple of people. Great. Well, we will find out. The first question, you are writing a message on Twitter. What is the max number of characters you can use? What is it? I heard B and D. The answer is D. It's 280. If you answered B, it's because it used to be. And now it's, so you're partially right. You get like half credit for it. The interesting thing about that, though, is that even though they've increased the character limit, the average tweet size has stayed around 33 characters. So that just shows you what Twitter's purpose is, and that's just to share information quickly, and they don't want a lot of extra words in there. So just a little interesting tidbit. Question number two, how many hours a day do American adults spend interacting with media? It is 11. That's a lot of time, and that just kind of goes to show why we're even up here today, because we need to be active in social media because it's where people are. Question number three, the number of hours of video uploaded to YouTube every minute is? C, 300 hours.
Should have gotten prizes for that.
I know.
YouTube is growing like crazy. The average person watches 40 minutes of video every day. So let's hear it for our studio crew and all the video that they put out there for us.
Something about YouTube, too, is it's the younger generation. They just sit on it and watch it forever. And so if you're working with younger kids, maybe start talking about how you can share YouTube videos or create YouTube videos as well. So
awesome. All right, question number four, true or false? Social media users grew by 320 million between September 2017 and October 2018.
True.
To put it a different way, that's 10 new users every 10 seconds, which is just kind of crazy to think about. Question five, this is the estimated number of fake Facebook profiles that Facebook admits to. D. 270 million. So the reason that we included this one in there is just to kind of show you guys that there's a lot of great things about social media, but there's a lot of things that aren't so great about it too. And so Pastor Mike already kind of talked about being careful with what you're putting out there, but just really be mindful of what you're sharing, who you're accepting as friends. We get messages, well, it's been like daily lately, from fake accounts or people that really are up to no good on social media. And as staff, they might see that you're on staff and want to friend you as a way to get into Hope. So just be mindful of that. Question six, True or false? 45% of Americans use Twitter.
False.
It's true. Pastor Mike got it. All right. Question 7. True or false? Of users who are on Facebook, 90% are also on Twitter, 91% are on Instagram, and 89% are on Snapchat. You guys are not doing so hot. It's true.
Nice.
A little interesting way to switch it is when you look at the different demographics of the different social media platforms. So Snapchat is a much younger demographic. So when you look at Snapchat, 54% are on Twitter, 60% are on Instagram, and 35% are on Facebook. So that just shows you that not a lot of young kids are on Facebook. It's the older groups. Question 8. The most liked Instagram post is a picture of? It's an egg. There it is.
Brilliant.
In all its glory. 54 million likes. And it beat out Kylie Jenner's previous record of 18 million. So, good job.
If you're wondering why it's an egg, we don't know either. That's literally social media today. You never know what's going to happen.
Gotta love it. Question 9. What percentage of American 18 to 24-year-olds use Snapchat? C's. And 60% of those are under the age of 25. Question 11. Facebook adds an average of 250,000 new users every day.
Sorry.
10 is not in our PowerPoint. What is? So therefore, I don't even know the answer. So we're going to go to 11.
Sure.
I'll email out the answer.
We're
losing control. Okay. Facebook adds an average of 250,000 new users every day. It is false. It's actually 500,000. That's 6 new profiles every second. Number 12, true or false? 86% of Americans 18 to 24 use YouTube. It's false. 94%. True or false? Instagram is a great social media tool for audience engagement. It's true, actually. Instagram is the king of engagement. While a lot of social media platforms have declined in how you can interact and the amount of engagement that you get, which is like likes, comments, all that kind of stuff, Instagram has remained a good one. So, 14, true or false, more pictures are now taken every 2 minutes than were taken during the entire 1800s.
True.
That is true. Thanks to cameras and phones, obviously, but it's estimated that 10% of all photos ever taken were taken in the last 12 months, which is just kind of crazy to think about. Approximately 140 billion photos have been uploaded to Facebook, and that's 10,000 times the number of photos in the Library of Congress. So that's just to show you that people have their phones all the time. And so while, you know, we don't always want to be there, we don't want to be the people that have our faces in our phones, we do want to have a presence in this area because it's where people are. We want to meet more of that. All right, last one, true or false. On average, people spend 34 and a half minutes per day on Snapchat and send 34.1 messages a day. It's true. And the longest snap streak is over 1,100 snaps. So,
wow.
Would anyone like to share what their snap streak is? No? Okay.
No.
All right, so we share all that fun stuff just to give a little bit of insight into what social media is like in our culture today. So what is social media? Pastor Mike kind of talked about this a little bit, but social media isn't just the big names. It's not just Facebook. It's not just Twitter. It's any social media is any tool or service that facilitates conversations over the internet. So if you're having a digital conversation, you're participating in social media. And why is social media important to you as staff? It's important for a lot of reasons. We talked about a lot of them just in the little trivia. It's because that's where people are. As of January of this year, there were 7.7 billion people in the world, and 4.2 billion people are on the internet. So we need to be there, and we need to have a presence there. As staff, being active and present in social media helps us to live out our mission to reach out to the world around us and share the everlasting love of Jesus Christ in a digital way. If you think of Hope as a house, social media serves kind of like our front porch. People who haven't even been inside of your house, it's the front porch before people can get inside. So it's a friendly place. It's where they can find more information, and it needs to be welcoming. It's a prime opportunity to reach others in fun and invitational ways. Social media is always changing, and it allows you ability to get creative. The more engagement Hope social media posts get, the more people our posts will reach. And we're going to show you a couple examples of this in place. So there's Perry with our Christmas video. Our Christmas videos do really well. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because people share them. People share them. And when they share them, then that pops up in more people's feeds. It pops up in their friends, and then they're going to share it, and then they like it, and then they comment on it. So I just highlighted, if you click to the next couple, there you go. That's the number of shares, and then there's post engagement, number of likes, and it's all because of the amount. Can you guys see those numbers? Okay, well, there's like 900 and some shares and thousands of likes and comments, and it's all because of the shares that you're seeing. Mm-hmm. The next one is our most recent Pieces from Hope from Danny. This reached like 26,000 people, and in the column to the right, which the numbers you probably can't see on here either, all these numbers over here are because of the number of shares that it got. So it got thousands of likes because of the hundreds of shares that it received. So sharing is important, and it's what makes social media work. Mm-hmm. So as staff, that is a really good way for you to be able to get engaged. So go ahead and raise your hand if you have a cell phone, you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're on Twitter, you're on Snapchat. Everyone. So you can be a brand advocate of Hope. If you raise your hand, which I think was everyone, you can be a brand advocate of Hope. And there's a lot of easy ways to do that. You can like or follow Hope's pages. They're all listed on here. And I would encourage you not to just like the campus that you work at or that you attend, but like all the campuses and be an advocate for Hope as a whole. You can like the content that Hope shares, share content that Hope shares, click attending on all of the events that you are going to. Hopefully, I think all of our campuses have put out Easter and Holy Week services on Facebook. So if you haven't already, just go ahead and click the ones that you're attending. Everyone as staff should be attending one and serving one. So go out there and click that. When you click that, then it shows up in more people's feeds. So it's just kind of like this never-ending process. You can tag Hope in your photos and give positive reviews of Hope pages, which Mike talked about a little bit earlier. And then one just quick thing, which we don't need to talk about really anymore, but just as staff, please be mindful of what you post and refer to Hope's social media policy if you're ever in question. One other thing before I turn it over to Allie. So this is just kind of a little overview of the West Des Moines Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages and who's there. Our pages definitely sway more female than male. Twitter would be the one that's a little bit more even. It's about 50-50, but still sways a little bit more female. So just keeping that in mind, and it's important to just remember those types of things when you're putting your information out there.
As for me, as Hope's social media coordinator, I focus on a couple of different things. First, it's just to fulfill Hope's mission. When I came here, I had to dive into what we believe and why we believe it, and try to show that through everything that I post as well. And so through that, I create this digital content. And I also communicate among all staff and leaders as well. I'm here as a resource for other campuses. So if you guys are wondering, what do I use? Why did I choose to do this? Things like that, I'm super excited and I would love to talk to you more about it. And I'm also really open to learning things too. So if you've posted something and you're like, yeah, this really worked and it was awesome, I want to know that because I haven't tried everything yet either. I also, do share inspiring, inspirational, and timely messages across all channels, and constantly learning. Like we said, social media is always changing. We got 53 million likes on an egg. Why? I don't understand, but that's what happened. And so we need to figure out and keep going forward into what, why people are changing and why things are changing the way that they are. Social media ambassadors. This is kind of a new thing that we're about to start is I can't do everything, and so I'm going to try to train more people. And this is something that you can do in your campuses as well. If you found that you have a student that's really good at taking photos, use them. Use their abilities if they can write really well. We all have resources, and so definitely use them if you want to. Carly will talk a little bit more about how to get engaged or how to talk to them and get them on your team. But if you have it, use it. Just being an encourager among all of our channels and platforms. Like I said, I'm here for you. So if you need something, I can totally help out.
All right, so we get a lot of questions asked regarding social media. So we thought we'd just throw a few up there of the common ones that we get. One of them is, where can I get graphics for social media? The communications team. And you can get them by submitting communications requests, which I know you guys all love. We do actually really love them. It's what keeps us sane. We go through them on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I think that's just good to keep in mind. So if you submit something on like Friday, we're not going to go through it usually on Tuesday. We try to keep an eye on it to see if there's anything that needs to get done before then. But just keep that in mind. And we really do want to create this stuff for you guys. We don't want you to feel like, I don't want to bug communications with that. We'll let you know if we're too busy. But we would much rather be able to help you put together something that we think will be effective and represents Hope Branding than to make you feel like you need to go off on your own. And it might look different than something we've already put together or what would we do. So next one.
And if you're going to do a social media request, this is more towards Hope West Des Moines. But if you do want something to be put on social media, or if you want me to help you with creating something for social media, there's a tab for mine as well. Oops. Yeah, social media. Yep. So try to get that in at least like 3 weeks in advance or so. But I'm also a procrastinator sometimes too. So if you have something at the last minute, just come and talk to me. I'd be more than willing to help out.
So with volunteers, they are awesome, and we want them to be involved. Sometimes you have volunteers who say, I want to start this page, or I want to start this group. That is great, and obviously we're talking about how you want to be active in social media, and you want to have a presence there. I do want to mention that it's probably, if it's a volunteer, a Facebook group will probably be the best thing for them to create. They don't need to necessarily create a page, but we can help talk you guys through that and figure out what should be the best thing to get created. And just please make sure that they're going to be able to maintain the page, because we've all been somewhere on social media where it's like, wow, they haven't posted content in like a year. And that's just not a good experience for anyone. It doesn't represent your ministry well. So just make sure you have a backup plan for if that volunteer decides they don't want to do it anymore, what the next step will be, who's going to fill in. And then just also make sure that they've been vetted, that they're a trusted individual, because you have a lot of power and you represent Hope, even in the sub little groups that we have out there. We've also kind of discovered in putting this little presentation together that we have a lot of groups and pages out there. Some of them we don't even know about. So if you guys can just make a note to send us any pages or groups that are associated to your ministry, we're not going to ask you to delete them. We just would like to be able to know what's out there. So if you could do that within the next couple of weeks, that would be awesome.
Sweet. So how do you choose what gets promoted on social media? This is a huge range of things that I found. At first, it was kind of like, oh, well, you can focus on just these special events, but really, it's everything. So it's kind of up to your own discretion, and it's different among all campuses as well. Like I said, usually when we get closer to Easter and to Christmas, we'll focus on those special events, but you might have, like, Dudes Day and Girl Talk this weekend. That was promoted at the last, like, really quickly as well, and so it might just be a smaller event, or it might be Christmas. But if you're not sure about it, one of the things that I found is you can turn it into a story. You don't have to post about it. It can be a story. People see stories all the time, so you know they're going to run into it, but it's not as big as they have to go out of their way to like it, because to like something is, like, such a big deal to people. But also, in the top of that, there's always room to learn more. So if you're not sure, you could try it, and you can talk to me, too, if you think, if you want more input on it. But at the bottom line of that is, always think about what you're posting. If you're posting like you didn't care and you're making it look like you didn't care, people aren't going to care either. So if it doesn't look great or if it doesn't catch their eyes, they don't care anymore. And so you're going to lose their attention quickly. So if you really, really want to make it known, put a little bit more time into it as well. Okay, so how do you choose which platforms to put things on? This has changed as well throughout time. Facebook is a lot more informative, and so we'll do a lot more events or just information about different things that are happening around Hope. You can be pretty wordy if you want to, because you got a lot more characters than Instagram and Twitter, and people typically spend more time reading things on Facebook as well. And so if you have something that needs to be longer, feel free to use Facebook. Instagram is a creative outlet. And so if you've got cool graphics and sweet pictures and awesome short taglines to go with it, go for it. That's a great place to put those things. But yeah, when it's a lot more creative too. So use your creative bug if you need to. And Instagram is a great place for that. And Twitter. That's kind of the black sheep right now, I feel like. People are still kind of trying to figure it out. You can put a lot of different things on there. It's typically used for, it's interesting, men are more often on it because of sports and politics. And so Hope itself, we really don't have that huge of a presence on Twitter right now, just because we don't interact with that very often. But it's great for the pastors to be on it. So Mike is on it right now, and Jeremy. And that's a really, really awesome place. Also because guys just want to be more personal with each other. And so more than likely they'll follow a person rather than a big organization and interact with that. When guys are on social media, or pastors are on Twitter as well, then they can respond to different things too. If you are using Twitter right now, feel free to keep using it, and especially to shine the light of God in there as well. And how does Hope use social media? So this has been kind of a learning process as well, just because social media, like I said, it's always changing. First off, research and go get to know your ministries and what they're saying and why they want to say the things they do. With that, also research today's trends. Trends are constantly changing. I mean, when I first came here, the whole thing was beautiful pictures, beautiful, everything was pretty. Then halfway in between here, it was like, no, everything has to be ugly, everything has to be, like, quick, catch your eye, it just completely flipped around. And now we're getting back on that train of pretty pictures and pretty quotes and stuff. But it's always changing. And so always be up to date with that. There's a few YouTube videos that I'll watch, or YouTube channels that I'll watch, and if you have more questions about that, I can totally send those to you as well. And most importantly, create a backbone with what you want for social media. For ours, for West Des Moines, I try to focus on a sermon hype, and so that's before the weekend services, a sermon recap, which is right after the weekend services, pieces from Hope, and events. Those are all the main things that I focus on a weekly basis. There's also fillers in there, which are stories, and those can be events, behind the scenes, reminders, et cetera, and event reminders, recaps, photos, et cetera. It changes on a weekly basis. But if you have those backbone things, make sure that you create enough content to do this on a weekly basis as well, or however often you want to create it, because the minute you lose somebody because you forgot to post about it 1 week or whatever, you're going to keep losing people. And awesome. So I chose three different posts, yeah, Instagram posts that I've done recently, just to see and to show you kind of how they're different and how people interacted with them. It's been a time where I've definitely tried new things, and so some things have worked really well and some things have failed, and that's the beauty of social media. The first thing, I don't know if you're able to see it, but it was just a sermon recap. Those are super popular nowadays, and if people want to see it quickly, and so if you make it pretty and it has a background and all this stuff, they're not going to spend the time to try to figure out what it says. They just want to see it, remember it, and go. And so a lot of times I've been creating more of these, yeah, just a black background, white words, and then just a really short recap underneath it, and people have really responded pretty well to it. The middle one, that one kind of worked, it kind of didn't. I created a crossword puzzle, and in it, you probably can't read it, but it says something like, you are invited to church this weekend, and people had to find them. But that too, it just made people stop, and they're like, wait, why? I'm on Instagram. I'm not on crosswordpuzzle.com or something like that. And it just showed up, and it made them stop, and then they read it, and then it's like, even if they don't like it, you know that you got in their brain a little bit. That's the thing about social media. It's a psychological, you kind of need to work with how the mind works as well. And then the last one is just an awesome photo. We're working on building more photos across all campuses for when I come for Pieces from Hope, that I'm taking pictures of different pastors. I'm also taking pictures around the building. And so if you do have a supply of really good photos of your campus, definitely use them because people love it. And if you have a supply of photos, even it doesn't have to be a great professional photo, but it's just an awesome, it contains emotion and what happened during a Christmas service or an Easter service, post it, because people love it. They're in the midst of on this all like Christmas hype, and they'll like anything that they see that's related to it, and that reminds them of that experience that they had. This is an example of a sermon recap that I did, and it just had three main points of one of Pastor Jeremy's sermons. And in there, you might not be able to see it, but it shows how many people saved it. Saves are really, really important because you know people are going to go back to it. So if you provide them with information that they can go back to, that's really, really awesome because you know you've not only engaged with them the first time, you'll keep on engaging with them as they keep coming back to it. And another thing, too, it's really important if you have that information that they can send to their friends. And so if it's a quote that maybe it spoke to them, they send it to their friends. It's just a constant sending out and receiving type of thing. Also with that, too, don't feel afraid to like these things, like your page, your all the campus pages posts, and feel free to send them to your friends as well. And last thing I wanted to talk about was a Billy Graham. He talked about being in the world and not of the world. And I'm pretty sure he meant to say from, not in. But I guess what I'm saying is I started this thing called Pieces from Hope, not Pieces of Hope. So one of the things that I've worked on now is, Pieces from Hope. And it's a newer thing that I tried out just to see how it worked. And it's been really, really fun just to see how people are interacting with it. The main points among that are, I use it to connect with people on a deeper level. We want to show people that are watching Hope from the outside in, what is Hope actually like? What are the people like, and what's their story? And so a lot of transparency within that. I chose to make this black and white because it makes people stop and they realize what they're seeing is a part of this Pieces from Hope series. And The future of Pieces from Hope is, it's pretty open, wide open right now. I'm going to start opening it up to new people, which is mainly you guys, too. If you have stories, I would love to hear them. But also the congregation. If there's people that have stories that you know of, please let me know, because we want to start spreading out what is, not just what does hope mean to us, but what did God use us, or how did God use hope, or how is God speaking to us through being at Hope. And so, yeah, if you have stories, please let me know, and we'll go from there.
So that is basically everything we had. We were going to have you do a little brainstorm, but it's something that you can just do at your desk, too. I just know that it's always kind of hard to take the time to actually do a brainstorm. So what I want to challenge you with is to just take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, sometime within the next week, and just think of either just your ministry in general or an event you have coming up this spring or summer, and come up with 5 ways that you can use social media, whether that's as a campus, as a whole campus, or specifically just within your ministry. Think of the different platforms and how you don't just put something that's on Facebook, on the same thing on Twitter, and the same thing on Instagram. Mix it up and get a little bit creative, and that is our challenge for you guys. So we have like 2 minutes if anybody has questions for us. Otherwise, yes.
If you change it to a business account, you'll be able to see those stats. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys.
My brain is fried. That was a lot of great information. Thanks, you guys, very much. The world is on social media, so the church needs to be there if we're going to bring the gospel effectively into this world, and that is our mission. So I'm really glad that Allie and Carly are here leading that charge, and a lot of you are doing the same in the ministries that you lead. I know that I follow as many of those as I can, and if you have others that you'd like me to follow or promote, I can do that as well. For whatever reason, when I went on Facebook, a lot of people started following me. If you don't follow me, you can. My friends is full, but you can still follow along. Instagram, I'm on. Twitter, I'm on as well. I'd be happy to do what I can to promote stuff. I do not promote company picnics and like different causes like that, because then it would just be that all the time. But I will do whatever I can to get the word out about ministries and things that are happening and going on. I'd encourage you to do the same. I'd encourage you to follow all of the different Hope Facebook pages, Instagram pages, whatever it might be at all the different campuses. It's a good thing to do. Our student ministry pages are great. If you are in a campus that doesn't have these social media pages developed as strongly yet, I hope today encourages you to do so and to look into it and not just say that it's not for us. It is where people are. And if you're serious about reaching them, you need to be there. And you need to get your ministries over there too. So talk to Carly, talk to Allie, talk to the team here, the communications team, and they'll help you with that. And continue to do what Scripture says. Announce the good news. And emphasis again on good news. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, Isaiah says, and then it's quoted again in the New Testament. And on the flip side of that same equation, the Apostle Paul is writing to Timothy, and he says, again, I say, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. It doesn't happen on social media, but in case it ever does, don't get involved. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts, and they will learn the truth. And then they will come to their senses and escape from the enemy's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. We want the good news to change the world, and we believe it can. It's the gospel, and it's for the sake of the gospel that we had this Lunch and Learn today, and it's for the sake of the gospel that we are unapologetically committed to finding new ways, and we're just getting started. I mean, stay tuned to finding new ways to let the light of God's love and his the new and everlasting life that he provides through the light of his love to the world around us. Martin Luther, when he started the Reformation, the only reason the Reformation really took hold in terms of communication was he leveraged the printing press, which had just been invented, and it started publishing all of the different things that he was writing. If he didn't leverage the printing press, if he just crossed his arms and said, oh, that's just for the new generations in the 1500s, and I'm not going to get involved in that, the Reformation wouldn't have happened like it did when it did, and we wouldn't be here today as a Lutheran Church of Hope. So don't underestimate what God wants to do through you and the good news and the light he wants to shine through you. Thanks a lot to Allie and to Carly and for all of you and for the kitchen crew. Give Jesus your best, everybody. Be careful out there.